Cleaning Nation, welcome back. I missed you guys. It is time to have some fun, to soak up some wisdom, and to discover everything you need to grow you as a cleaning company owner and your cleaning company itself. If you love the show, if your life is better as a member of Cleaning Nation, keep up the good work and share us on iTunes, on YouTube, on Facebook. You guys are an amazing community, and we appreciate all the love you've given us, and our growth is exclusively. We do no advertising. It's you guys being amazing and sharing the word. Today, we are chatting with Dan Moreno from Shine Bright Clean. Shine Bright serves the Mobile, Alabama area with exterior and interior residential cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Dan and his team, you can hold them at www.shinebrightclean.com. Dan, welcome to the show.
Well, hey, thanks. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How'd you end up in the cleaning business in Mobile, Alabama, my friend?
Wow. Well, I was a graphic designer previously, but I didn't want to sit in a cubicle any longer, and I knew how to clean windows, so I started my window cleaning business first, and everything just kind of morphed into what we are today.
All right. So you started with window cleaning. What other services are you doing currently?
We do roof washing, soft washing, concrete pressure washing, gutter cleaning, and mostly that exterior.
Cool. And do you have a bunch of employees? Is it just you? What stage of your business are you in currently?
Oh, it's just me. And right now I'm in the second phase of trying to launch into a little bit bigger. But right now it's just me and I love it.
All right. Awesome. How can I help you today, my friend?
Well, I have a customer list of 600 on my email database. I just want to know how to focus on them, to continually remind them of the services that we offer, and to keep them engaged.
Okay, cool. So what's the goal of the email? You say you want to keep them engaged and remind them of the services. What's the end goal for you? What will this engagement and kind of being top of mind, how will that benefit your company? What are you looking to achieve and end goal?
Well, I'm hoping to get more into the roof cleaning aspect of it. We have a lot of mold and mildew out here, and there's no one really doing that, not too many. But I want to be able to just be a constant reminder because there's so many different services, and they use them several times a year, sometimes twice a year, sometimes three times. But that would be my goal, to use that to grow further, to have them share it as well to grow even further.
Okay, so do you do any interior cleaning right now, or are you just exterior?
Just exterior. The windows, I do interior, but as far as the house cleaning, I don't do that as of yet.
Okay, so are you wanting to just promote your exterior services, or are you wanting to move into residential, or what's the, I just want to be clear so I can give you good coaching.
I want to move into the residential house cleaning.
Okay.
That's my focus as of right now.
Okay. So right now your customers are using some of what you do. You want them to use more of what you do. You've got 600 customers or past customers on an email list, and you'd like to know how to leverage that to get more customers doing more things, both roof, you want to try residential, all that good stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. I like all of that. Gosh, there's so much to say. First and foremost, I would shift what you're looking to do. So I get what you want to do, and I'm okay with that goal, but the way we go about it is not to tell people what we do because they're not interested in that. I forget where I'm knocking this off from, and I've said it before, but people don't buy from you when they, I think I got it from Joe Polish, great guy, by the way. People buy from you not when they understand what you do, which is what you're talking about. I want to tell them I do roofs and I do windows and I do residential cleaning and I'll wash your car and rub your back or whatever services you got. That's the tendency, to tell them what we do, but that's not when people buy. People buy when they know that you understand what they need. So we're not looking to go, I do this, I do that, I do the other. We're looking to do, tell me about your life. What's do you need more time in your life? Like what's, let's talk about, you want to talk about the roof mold thing or you want to talk about residential cleaning? Let's pick one.
Residential cleaning.
Okay. If it's residential cleaning, they don't really want to pay you to send strangers into their home. That's not anything they're interested in. Even if you tell them how nice the strangers are and how good your insurance is and how they're going to be packing green cleaning supplies and all this nonsense, none of that's going to help you. What they do want is more time. right? Maybe they're cleaning themselves and they don't have time, or maybe they're getting older and they physically, their bodies won't do it anymore, and they want a sense of pride and control over their life and their environment. That's what we want to talk about, not what you do and your people and all that stuff. So first and foremost, understand what your message is. Any questions or thoughts so far?
No. Okay. That's pretty, actually very, very good information.
Well, and think about it, right? When you go to a car dealership, we've all experienced it, and I used to own a car dealership, so I know this. We've all experienced the guy, you know, you pull in and they open your door for you and like, hey, what are you doing? How can I help you? We got the best cars. We got the fastest cars. We are cars, our cars are us, blah, blah, blah. And what you really want is someone to go, what's going on, man? It looks like you got a couple kids. What are you? You're here for a reason. What's going on in your world? You go, well, this thing's a piece of junk, or it breaks down when I get to work. Oh my gosh, how does that affect your life when you get to, when you can't go to work? Oh, that's how I'm paying. See, you have a real conversation with a real human being that you're interested in talking about your life. You're not interested in hearing about how great they are. So that works. And I use that example because almost all of us bought a car. That works the same thing. So the way that you can do that is engage. The way you engage is ask questions, right? If you've got a 600 list thing, say, hey, you know, family, and make a name. Like I call this community that we've created around Grow My Cleaning Company, Cleaning Nation, right? So you might want to have a name for your fans, you know, hey, Morenoites or whatever you want to call them. What's going on in your world? If you had a magic wand and could solve one problem in your life, what would it be? Everyone that shares a response, everyone that answers, I'm going to respond to you with the results. So you kind of know what's going on in everyone's life. You know, ask questions. What's the number one household frustration you've got that we could fix? You know, what would be the one thing that we'd have to do to make you buy every service we had? What's the one thing we could do to piss you off and have you hate us and give us a terrible review on Yelp? Start asking questions and building a community. That's a lot better. People would much rather have a question asked of them than something sold to them. So that's the difference between, oh, I got this red Corvette, it's fantastic, you need to give me money right now because it's amazing, versus, why are you here? What are you looking for in a car? What's important? And then shutting up and listening. So engaging is good. And then the next thing is, how often are you emailing them currently?
Twice a month.
Okay. You can absolutely kick that up. People are kind of afraid that, oh, if I email too much, they're going to unsubscribe. First of all, that's fine if they do unsubscribe, as long as you're emailing them good, valuable information, let them go. Second of all, believe it or not, they're more likely to stay subscribed if they hear from you more often. Because what happens is, if they don't hear from you very often, they don't remember who you are or why they signed up for your list or how you got their email, and they're going to unsubscribe because, like, who is this guy?
Okay.
But if they're hearing from you, I mean, you could go as, I'm not saying you should do this, but you could email as often as daily if you have, here's the big part, if you have something interesting to say. So people get burned out on email lists and go, oh, they spam me, they're constantly emailing me. The only reason they're saying that is not because they email too often, but they email with bull crap that they're not interested in, okay? So the most frequently I'd recommend you email your list is daily, but that's a lot of work because you have to make absolutely sure that's, and when I say daily, I'm talking Monday through Friday. That's 222 emails a year you've got to get good content for. So if not daily, at the very minimum, I do weekly, but I wouldn't even mind seeing two or three times a week. It's just really a matter of how often you can get content that is interesting to them. Buy now, get a discount. Yeah. We're amazing. Look at how cool we are. That is not content that is interesting to us. I've done on this episode, on this podcast, I've done over 200 shows. I've got insane people that call me and say, I have listened to every single show, Mike. These people are crazy. It's because I'm bringing content that's interesting to them. Now, guess how many truckers call me with that? None. They're not interested. They don't have a cleaning business to grow. But owners of cleaning companies are fascinated by growing their cleaning companies. Very interesting to them. So you just have to find out what's interesting to this list of 600 people that you've got and then email them about that. Thoughts so far?
Yes. No, that's great. That really changes my perspective on how I should approach them on a, gosh, I could do it weekly. Daily, I'm not sure if I could do daily. I don't know if I have that much content in my brain, but yeah, I could do it every week.
Okay, and let's talk about content in the brain, because everyone else is saying the same thing. It's just not you going, I'm stupid, everyone else is smart. Everyone else is doing the same thing. Are you crazy, Mike? I don't have five interesting things to say a week. That's fine. You link to something, right? Feel free to, hey, this is something I thought you'd enjoy, right? Like this podcast that we're doing. If you think, and again, this might be more for if you had commercial companies, but if you thought your residential people might be interested, feel free to email this podcast and go, hey, this idiot said to email you five times a day. How often would you like to be emailed? See how that's being proactive. Ask them a question and let them answer. So you don't have to create content every day. You can just, it could just be a quote that you think people would like. It could be as easy as that. It could be a news story. If you really want to get bold, I found that picking a niche is good. And if you know your niche and it's, you know, maybe for you, it's in, you're in Alabama and maybe it's stay-at-home moms with two kids or more, and you find that they're a very conservative bunch. Well, then you send something saying, you know, I'm sick of all this Trump bashing. I love Trump. Or it's the opposite, and it's a really liberal bunch. Then you send an email going out, look at this idiot Trump being crazy.
Yeah, that is bold.
Again, you have to know your audience, right? You can cut off your own legs if you do this wrong. And if you've got an audience that's not really firmly one way or another, shut your mouth about Trump. But if your audience is really pro or against,
I got a mix of both.
Okay, then this wouldn't work for you, right? You've really got to know your audience. And I picked something really kind of controversial because then you could even, the good news is you got a mix of both, but I bet you very few people are like, eh, couldn't care. I like them, but don't hate them. Or I could go either way. You probably have very few of those. So you might do a survey. Trump just did this new thing. What do you guys think? Is he a genius or is he crazy? See, you can still pull that off and kind of, and you're going to get a lot of, oh, that jerk, I hate that guy, he's the worst, or how dare everyone's talking, you know, but they're going to have an opinion, right? So you don't always have, you can be topical. You can find out what's going on in the news today. You can, if you hear a joke or a quote, or if we do a podcast, or if you get a testimonial for a customer talking about how much their experience was, whatever, as long as it's interesting to them, email as long as you want. It doesn't always have to be your opinion. You could be a cultivator of interesting things, right? You see something that you like, you shoot it out to your audience. The other thing that you can do to kind of expedite this process is there's two ways to use your email list. One is what I'm talking about, which is a blast, right? You see something in the news or it's current. And what are we at? We're recording this May 5th or May 16th. You could have sent it, and your last name's Moreno. You could have sent them a Cinco de Mayo deal. Like, hey, it's a party, Cinco de Mayo. For every one of my customers that responds to this email, I'm going to send you a surprise Cinco de Mayo gift. Whatever, right? You could have people, or you want to kind of enter the conversation already in people's mind. It's getting summer. It's hot out there. Here's a great way to stay cool. Or your kids are getting out of school. Here's five things that they can do to have fun when they're out of school. You know, or here's how to put them to work cleaning the house. See what I'm saying? These are kind of interesting to your customers as well as having to do with you. And this is just brainstorming right now. So you could think of a lot of these things, but that's a broadcast email.
Oh yeah.
The benefit to broadcast is you can be topical. You can talk about Cinco de Mayo. You can talk about Trump, who's hot right now, hate him or love him. You probably heard an angry or, you know, email about it one way or another. That's all topical stuff that you can do on a blast. The way that you can support that is you can do an email sequence, an autoresponder sequence, where every time you add someone to that list, they get one or two or five or 100 emails that go out every 2 days or every 4 days or every week or whatever you do, and everyone gets the same email. So those can't be topical, right? You can't talk about Trump because 6 months from now, people might be signing. Maybe no one cares about Trump anymore. Or maybe, you know, whatever, who knows, something's happened and you would look stupid. So it's got to be evergreen content that is good in the summer and the spring, no matter what's going on, it's just good content. The good thing about that is you write them once and you get value 600 times, right? Every time someone signs up, they get this new welcome sequence, right? And that's that, you know, first you could just introduce yourself. Hey, we just did a job for you. We want to know how much we love you. And the next one might be, hey, here's a Facebook group you could join, or here, like our page, or here's a discount for this, or here's a way to say thank you. But you might send up one or two or five or 10 autoresponders that everybody gets. So you know that everybody's going to get those. You do them once and you never have to worry about them again. And it still generates. And maybe if you've got six services you want to do, you do an email on every service. And again, don't be all salesy. Just talk about the benefits of, right? Like, so if you want to get into residential cleaning, you wouldn't email them saying, hire me for residential cleaning. You'd email saying, people that have house cleaners are 42% happier or spend 27% more time. You know, obviously find real stats. You can't make anything up. But you would just talk about the concept and the benefits of, not pitching them. So those are the two ways that I'd really attack that list, is an autoresponder sequence that everybody gets when they sign up. And it's, those are evergreen, having nothing to do with right now. And then you can do an email blast like once a week that you can be topical. You can talk about how it's hot or cold, or it's Valentine's Day and we love our customers. So, you know, everyone that emails back, we're going to, you know, send you this, or everyone that likes us or tweets us or whatever. Just engage, I guess, is the long story short. Any questions or thoughts before we hit the lightning round?
No, I love the autoresponder thing. It didn't even dawn on me to do that. That's great.
Yeah, I'll try and
that will just bring them back again.
Yeah, again, the thing I love about that is anything I can do the work once and get paid over and over again, I'm a fan. So write one perfect email and then you don't have to worry about it again. And the cool thing with autoresponders, and I use AWeber, by the way, AWEBER, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes page. Yeah, I think it's 20, 30 bucks. It's not expensive. There's free ones, like MailChimp, I think is free. I use Aweber. You can go all the way up to Infusionsoft, which is real expensive if you want to get fancy. I'll try and put some links in the show notes page so you guys can access those with some notes about what they are, which I'd recommend. But you, when you do that, you can also get open rates and click rates. So if you use Aweber, most of them will have this, but you want to, whatever autoresponder tool you use, you want to make sure they give you data. So you want to know how many people are opening it. And if you're wondering what's good or bad, anything above probably 30% is pretty good for an opt-in list. And this isn't a cold list. This is people that know you and trust you, right? Like they're customers. Right. You're not a stranger. Yeah. I'd shoot for 40% on a warm list.
That's about what I get.
Okay, anything above 30 is good. And then for an open rate, which is click rate, right? If you say click here, like this, go here, because you want to engage them, right? So you might want to have a video that they can click on and check out, or click here to tweet, or like our Facebook page or whatever. If you can get a click rate of like 2-4%, you're doing great on that. So that's kind of what I'd shoot for on those. All right, cool. Let's hit the lightning round. Okay. I'm going to shut up and give you the opportunity to share some of your experience with Cleaning Nation. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personal or professional, that maybe Cleaning Nation gets some value from?
The best piece of advice. Pick a marketing system and go deep with it. Say, for instance, if I'm doing flyers or door hangers, pick that and just do that deeply instead of going from one to the other to the other and broadening that perspective. I think just with one solid thing, it doesn't have to be that one, of course, but anyone, just go deep with it.
I'm going to add one little caveat because I agree with that 100%. Okay. But just so everyone's like, hey, how come Mike didn't say anything? At a time, that's the only thing I'm going to add. The worst way to grow a business is with pick anything. I don't care. Let's say referrals, because that's one of my favorite way to get customers. Those are your best customers. But people will proudly tell me, I've never done any every single job I've got some referrals. Are you insane? What if referrals stop happening? Your business just is gone. So I would agree 1,000%. Go deep into referrals, create a system, know how to do it, become a master of referrals, get a system working where you constantly have them, and then add another one, and then add another one. Do not, like what I think Dan's saying, is try to do 7 things at once. I'm going to do referrals, I'm going to do direct mail, I'm going to do Google Ads, I'm going to do Yelp, I'm going to do... No, that's insane. You're going to do them all terribly. But focus on one, couldn't agree more. But then once you've got that one clicking, by golly, add another one, because you only have one way to get customers in your business. It is a matter of time before you have no business. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business we can all learn from?
Oh, the biggest mistake. That would be what you just mentioned, is trying to do many marketing things at the same time. Okay. That just destroyed me financially. Yeah, that would be the one.
Okay. And I've said that, and thank you for sharing that, because I said it over and over on the podcast, but I always prefer experiences from cleaners over me yapping. There's a lot of people out there, you know, the Google guy is going to tell you, oh my gosh, you can make millions of Google. That's the only way to advertise. And certainly there's owner cleaning company doing well with Google. I'm not knocking them, but the sales guy is going to tell you this is the end all be all for every cleaning company. And that's not the case. It works well for some, and it depends on your budget. It depends on a lot of things.
Right.
Telemarketers, oh my God, telemarketing, that's the way. Or everyone's going to kind of say their way is the way. And that's just not the reality. So thanks for sharing that and being so transparent. And Cleaning Nation, learn from Dan's mistakes and really focus, just like he said. I couldn't agree with that more. And I love that you shared that. And hopefully you can say, if we just save one person from going through that merry-go-round of trying the next greatest thing, this time for both of us is worth it. All right, one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away, easily implementable, could be personal, could be professional, could be big, could be little, just something as soon as we finish this podcast, they can go do right away that'll improve their lives or their business just a little bit.
God, go to the website or the Facebook of the Cleaning Nation. It's great. They have a lot of information, a lot of helpful people. It's just, it has helped me a lot to understand more of the cleaning aspect of everything, not just interior or exterior, but they're just so helpful. And the podcast that I listened to yesterday, great information. I love it. They should do that.
Cool. Appreciate that.
I will be.
And I'll make sure I put in the show notes page, growmycleaningcompany.com is where you can get everything. The podcast, the information on the accelerator program, all of our free, paid, any tool that you need to grow your cleaning company is all at growmycleaningcompany.com. So you might be on the YouTube channel, you might be in our Facebook group. I don't know how you're accessing this data, but if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, you can get everywhere for everything we offer from there. And I'm glad that you're getting value, Dan. So Dan, thank you so much for joining us, sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Dan's show notes page and discover everything you need, just like we said, growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.